From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barra.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad, the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the ninth divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Messenger of Allah. And His Eminence Imam al-Jawad was also the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him. We find that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam economized when it came to spending upon himself. He lived a rather ascetic, simple lifestyle. But His Eminence Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam spent a great abundant amount of wealth on the poor and the needy people amongst the Muslims. And it is precisely because of this unequaled and unparalleled generosity that Imam al-Jawad has been called and titled Al-Jawad, the Generous. This surname was the most particular and famous surname of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, to the extent that he was well known and famous for it amongst the people.
Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam stated, "Postponing repentance is an illusion, and long procrastination is perplexity."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So we are talking about the beautiful dialogues of the divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. And so, as you know, dear friends, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam was the ninth divinely appointed Imam out of the 12 divinely appointed Imams from the household of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now, one of the things that we find Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam spoke about were certain moral and ethical qualities that the people and the Muslims should have. So, in response to a question from one of his companions who asked about trusting in the Almighty Allah, we find that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam has a beautiful statement and a very beautiful response to this conversation that he had with his companion, where he was asked about trusting in Allah. And so we find that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam says, "Whoever trusts in Allah, Allah makes them happy, and whoever relies on Allah, Allah suffices their needs." And so here again, it's a very short statement. There's two statements here that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam responded to when his companion asked him about trusting in Allah. Now, what's really interesting is that sometimes we have a tendency to expect or give very long-winded explanations, very complex and, in our own minds, profound definitions and meanings of things such as trusting in Allah. Now, of course, when we get into the intricacies, we find that yes, there is a whole universe within this trusting of Allah. But the beauty of the divinely appointed Imams is that they were very concise, they were very brief, but they were perfectly accurate and precise in their words. They didn't waste any words. They didn't, you know, they weren't extravagant even to the extent of how many words they were using. And so Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, he says that whoever trusts in Allah, Allah will make them happy. Now, of course, this itself has such a depth of meaning, but the basic thing that we understand is that this is true, right? If we trust Allah, the Almighty, then we will be happy because we have put our trust in an ultimate power. We have put our trust in an all-powerful power. We have put our trust in one who only wants the best for us. So when we start to realize these things, then the result is that we become happy. And so, of course, Allah is in this sense making us happy because we have put our trust in the Almighty Allah. And of course, on the other hand, the second statement that Imam al-Jawad responded to in this conversation with his companion regarding trusting Allah, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam said that whoever relies upon Allah, Allah will suffice for their needs. Now, of course, this doesn't mean that we don't go ahead and put forth effort, that we don't work, that we don't, implement actions and do things in order to be able to acquire the needs that we have. But at the end of the day, we must realize that all means are with Allah, Allah being the original cause of all the different effects. And so truly it is Allah who has all power. And if we begin to rely on Allah, who, as we said previously, has our best interest at heart, has control over all things, is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-wise, all-seeing, all-hearing, then of course we will realize that it is Allah that will suffice us for our needs. Yes, we go ahead and we do work and, you know, we try to gain and acquire our needs. But of course, it is all under the auspices of the Almighty Allah. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Jawad, alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ayub Rashid.
Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To start, we read this ayah which is in Surah Yasin, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says clearly, innama amruhu idha arada shay'an an yaqula lahu kun fayakun. It is one of the amr of Allah. Innama in Arabic language, as we understand, they call it Adatul Hasr. Adatul Hasr, when it's used, it comes to specify the information, whether it is the name which comes after it. And when you look at this ayah clearly, you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Innama amruhu. Indeed, his amr, his command, his decision, his decree. Idha arada shay'an, when Allah has decided for something to happen, an yaqula lahu kun fayakun, then it is for him to say be, and it is already there. When we look at this ayah, we connect with the life of Imam Muhammad al-Jawad salamullahi alayhi, then we come to know that it was on the basis of alamul amr, that Allah has decreed that Imam will come. He will be Imam when he will be at the age of 8. Amr, command of Allah. His decision, his decree happened. Yes, for people, they will find it so difficult, but for him, it's easy.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.